global abuses, soulless and ruthless is a total nuisance. The noble and truthful get dropped from their jobs and prosecuted, robbed and looted for talking truths about the system they're in. We exist in sin, but the wickedest sinners are listed as winners. Blissful and senseless, aren't you sick of their listless pretenses? Don't just sit there and listen, it's wishful thinking. You sit on your chairs and click things anyways. There's many ways to make a better difference. Amnesty International has letters and petitions you can sign and write. You don't even need to design them, right? You can just copy and paste and pass it to your friends. Write your name and address and send it, it's that simple. And that's how you can save lives and change the system. Break the lies that we bathe and exist in. And there's many other places you can visit. Avazandchange.org and care2.com. Do you care truthfully when they drop bombs or torture political prisoners? Would you really just listen and walk by like, nah, I'm not that guy, that woman. I got other things to do, like spend money and go rob my mind and watch the idiot box. After a long day of 9 to 5, I just sit there and time just flies. Trust me, that's the wrong way to mind your lives. Imagine being a resident in a country where disagreeing with your president meant you had to flee and be hunted. Freedom of expression, isn't it something? You got caught by henchmen for presidential dissension, and you were tossed in a wretched prison, tortured and questioned till you forcefully admitted to things you never actually did or said. Pain gets to your head so quickly, and you just want to block it as swiftly as possible, so you'll say anything to stop it. But suddenly you're faced with impossible charges, disgraced in a lawless fashion, paraded in court for short lapses of time before you're thrown in a dark cell for no actual crime. The fact is, this is no dark tale from the back of my mind. It's reality in too many cases, not fiction. You may think it's a fallacy, but there's too many faceless victims. You can trace them in the millions, and basically they're all civilians like you. Some of them are even Canadian citizens. It's crazy how shady the system is in so many countries. They're living in hell, but with your assistance and help, the hunter can be the hunted. We can uncover their dungeons and free those that they've shunned, kin. Isn't that something?